Victory or death!
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 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Free Virginia. I'm your host, Hank Reardon, the voice of freedom behind enemy lines here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, bringing you, the Patriots, the information you need to stay in the fight to preserve your liberty. This is episode 23-2, the second episode of 2023. We're halfway through the month already. The year is already flying by. And the legislative session is getting kicked off here in Virginia. If you're new to the podcast, Radio Free Virginia is really designed to give you information about what's going on in the Commonwealth as well as the nation, but especially the Commonwealth and how it impacts you, patriots. You can get more information at radiofreevirginia.com. And what we have going on typically at the beginning of the year is I go over bills and I talk about the stuff that the legislature's up to, and it's usually a lot more dangerous when the Democrats have total control, which they've had until recently. But make no mistake, stupid stuff still gets through when Republicans are in control because they can't seem to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Instead, they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory quite often. So what I like to do at the beginning of each year is go over the bills that are coming forward. What typically I do is wait for bills to drop so that we're not talking about bills that are never going to happen. So I'm not going to go into detail about a lot of the bad gun bills, especially. This is one of my, you know, third rail issues that I am always talking about is Second Amendment, because if you don't have the second, you're all the other bad bills, they're coming for you. They, the Democrats, the communists, want you dead. They want you dead. If they could enslave you and gulag you and re-education camp you and whatever, they would do it in a second. They would dig ditches and put you in there. That's what they want. They want you dead. And the only way to not be dead is to have the Second Amendment, is to be able to protect yourself, or to have them, moreover, be afraid that you could protect yourself, to be afraid that you'd kill them if they did certain things. Hey, we're going to take everybody's kids and educate them in camps. Well, then we'll kill you because we have guns. The Second Amendment is about shooting tyrants in the face. That's what it's about. Now, Lobby Day is kicking off. You are either listening to this the day before Lobby Day, on Lobby Day, or a few days after Lobby Day. I'm not going this year. I'll explain more about that in a second. But I do want to cover some of the bills that are starting to get put forward. Now, this is from VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. This is a great organization. If you're new to Virginia, you need to get involved and plugged in to Virginia Citizens Defense League, vcdl.org. You can get information about, just search Virginia Citizens Defense League on Google or whatever search engine you're using. And you can get plugged into the newsletter and other things. But what VCDL does is specifically single issue Second Amendment, and they fight for gun rights. They're at all the committee meetings. They have staff that is there at every meeting. So VCDL sent out a latest, kind of a summary of the bills, and it won't have bill numbers, it won't have where they're at in the committee or anything. I'm going to do that, and there'll probably be a lot more podcasts in this month and in the next month than there are other months as far as, you know, the number of podcasts, because there's so much to cover. I was just scanning in the legislative information system, which is, if you want to check this out, lis.virginia.gov, you can see bills, all the bills, good and bad. And there's so many stupid bills written by so many stupid people. It's amazing. But there are some good bills. And there's, interestingly, some duplicate bills. I saw three different constitutional carry bills that were in there, which I thought was weird. So I'll get into some of that as time goes on. But I wanted to give you these this summary. So it says, here we go. Gun control bills are flooding in and most are really bad. Bills can continue to appear up until Friday, January 20th. Lobby day is January 16th, and this is why you need to be there. Start watching emails during the day for legislative action items. There are currently 16 gun rights bills and 22 gun control bills that have been introduced. Gun control bills have been introduced to expand the definition of assault firearm to include any handgun or rifle that has a detachable magazine of any capacity and has any of a list of cosmetic features, any semi-automatic rifle with a fixed magazine that holds more than 12 rounds, any semi-automatic shotgun that holds more than 7 rounds of the shortest ammunition it can shoot. I don't know. They underlined that. It's like, huh? So I don't know what the heck that is, but I have a hard time believing that that would go anywhere. But when I'm saying stupid people write these, I'm not surprised that there's bad grammar, bad punctuation. It's like they just slap these things out while they're drunk or something. But then, you know, look who's running the country. He's got dementia. So, you know, okay. Ban all assault firearms made after July 1st, 2023. Prohibit the sale or transfer of existing assault firearms. Prohibit any, they've got assault firearms in quotes from all these. Prohibit assault, so this is like a theme, right? They all got together and they said, this is what we're going to call these things this year. Assault firearms. Not assault weapons, assault firearms. Prohibit assault firearms from being owned or possessed by anyone under 21. Prohibit the carry of assault firearms in public places. Prohibit the sale or transfer of existing magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Ban new magazines that hold more than 10 rounds after July 1st, 2023. Existing magazines that hold more than 10 rounds must be destroyed, turned over to the Commonwealth, or taken out of the state by January 1st, 2024. That's called an ex post facto law. It means a law after the fact. It's unconstitutional, has been forever, and they continue to do it. They continue to pass it. They continue to get away with it. And it drives me crazy. They're not allowed to make you a criminal for something you own or possess or did in the past. If I have a, let's say a certain type of recreational drug is legal, they make it illegal. They can't punish me for owning it now when I bought it or grew it then. So just something to think about. Prohibit the purchase or sale of suppressors after July 1st. Expand the red flag law to look back 6 months into a person's history, including if they bought any guns or ammo. Yeah, let's expand red flag laws. This is like they're bad enough already. We need them expanded. Require guns and ammo to be locked up unless you're on your person. If there is someone in your house that is under 18 years old, guns must be stored, unloaded in a locked container. Ammo must be stored in a separate locked container, making the guns totally useless. A loaded handgun can only be stored in a biometric safe. Disqualify NRA-certified firearms instructors from teaching CHP classes, making classes hard to find and expensive. I mean, who the heck else is going to teach it? Well, I mean, I teach classes. I was an NRA-certified instructor, but I'm not anymore. But, you know, it just depends on the locality, typically. You know, how hard are they going to push back on who your instructor is? Create a mandatory 3-day waiting period on firearms purchases. Those do nothing. They don't do anything. Take away a person's right to purchase a transport or transport a handgun for 5 years to two missed for. Take away a person's right to purchase or transport a handgun for 5 years for two misdemeanor convictions of DWI, in a 5-year period. You know, of all these, it's probably the one I'm okay with. I hate drunk drivers. If you're an idiot that gets behind the wheel and drives drunk and endangers everyone else's life, as far as I'm concerned, you should be thrown in jail for a very long time. So I'm actually okay with that one. I think you should have lots of rights taken away. I think you should get to vote. I hate you. If you're a drunk driver, I hate you. And so, okay, fine. That's okay. Make hard body armor illegal for anyone but the government to wear in public. Require that firearms must be left in a locked vehicle and must be locked in a container. Failed to do so is a $500 civil fine, and your car can be towed away. What? And? Require homemade receivers to be serialized, including a chunk of aluminum that could be made into a receiver. Create a state-funded, you know, that's that one. That one, so they're not talking about a chunk of metal, a block of metal. They're talking, because any block of metal could be made into a gun. What they're talking about is 80%. And if you've even got an 80%, you have to have a serial number on it. which does nothing. It does nothing. Doesn't, you know, say in here, I'll have to dig into this bill if it goes anywhere, because what's the point? So you put a serial number. I could put 12345 on the thing, but you could also put 12345. And the guy down the street could put 12345. And as far as I can tell from the summary here, there's no requirement to put this into a database or submit this to the state or the government or anything. Create a state-funded gun buy-up program where guns turned in must be destroyed. Take away gun rights for 3 years for misdemeanor battery on a dating partner. Require firearms sold after July 1st, 2025 to have micro-stamping capability. And this will mean no guns can be sold after July 1st, 2025, since no manufacturer has a gun that micro-stamps and none are on the horizon. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. This is like Hollywood fiction. Now, could it? Does the technology exist that somebody could create this? Sure. It would probably increase the cost of every gun. I don't know. $500? $700? It would be ridiculously expensive. Beyond the fact that you could disable it, it would be a physical thing that would be there somehow on the gun that could be removed. I'm pretty good with mechanical engineering. I could figure that out. I could remove that. I could certainly make it not work right, change it, scrape it off so that it doesn't actually engrave. And then it would have to create a whole database of information. And then what about guns that don't have that? So this is guns sold after that date. What about all of the millions, the hundreds of millions of guns that don't have that capability, that are still out there? So, yeah, this is idiotic. So here's some gun rights bills. And more, it says more coming. Constitutional carry, that would be awesome. But what that means is you can lawfully own a gun, you can lawfully carry a gun. Concealed, no problem. It essentially takes away all the concealed carry license out. You could still get a license. And the reason for that is you have reciprocity with other states. So you want to go into another state that doesn't have a constitutional carry, you can do that with a permit because of reciprocity. But this would mean that if you're in Virginia, you wouldn't need a permit. Removes localities' ability to ban guns in parks, permitted events, and community rec centers. Removes a 30-day wait to purchase a firearm after getting a new driver's license. Allows CHP holders to store guns in their vehicle while parked in any private property that's open to the public, regardless of any prohibition of guns on the property. I do that anyway if I happen to not carry my gun in. Whatever. Repeal the gun ban for CHP holders carrying at the General Assembly, Capitol, Capitol Square, rest stops, and in state agencies. Well, the rest stops I carry there, don't care. And state agencies. And state agencies, they would say that's why the ABC store, you can't carry there. But, and the DMV. But it was my understanding that was an executive order and not a law. So I'll be interested to dig into this one to see, you know, what happened. Maybe they snuck that one through and I just wasn't aware of it. Because at one point it was an executive order. It was not a law. And then suddenly it was just forever. And now Glenn Youngkin is in the governor's mansion and nothing's really changed. So I'm kind of thinking it isn't executive order related, but I guess we'll find out. Repeal a ban on carrying a loaded firearm with a magazine that holds more than 20 rounds in certain localities. So they gave certain localities the right to restrict this. Stupid, you know, Richmond, I'm sure that Fairfax, I think. There's a handful. There's a list of about 5 to 10, and this would take that away. The thing is, I never really was that concerned if I was doing open carry like I did up in Richmond. I just had a 20-round magazine in the rifle and had 5 or 6 30-round magazines on my carrier. So, oh no. I'm so restricted. They got me there. A red flag law repeal. That would be awesome. Extend the expiration of CHPs from 5 years to 10 years. Switchblades can be concealed, such as in a pocket. Fine. I mean, I don't understand. This one is so weird anyway, because switchblade is very poorly defined, but it's defined enough that a switch is on the actual definition. Well, none of my assisted opening or opening knives, except for one, which I never use because it's kind of a piece of junk, are actual switchblades. There's a lever on the side, but it's not a switch. And then there's a couple that you just kind of flick a certain way and they open like a switchblade, not a switchblade. So it's a stupid law anyway, and they should repeal it. You should just, make it, just get rid of the whole thing regarding switchblades. This was a thing that came out in the 80s. You remember those 80s movies where there were the guys, down in New York or someplace, and this is back in the 80s when the street sweeper shotguns were being banned, and things like this. So that's what this is, and it's just held on forever. I wish there was a way, and if you know of this, please let me know. I would like to research history of certain bills. If there was a way you could say, well, this section of the law was passed in X amount, at this date, and it doesn't ever tell you that. There's no real timeline of when stupid things got added or stupid things were pulled out. I've talked about this in regards to the militia laws and the Virginia Defense Force laws and other things, because over time they have chiseled out they've neutered a lot of organizations within the state. The Virginia Defense Force used to be armed and trained to arms, and now they're not. That's just the reality. And it says there's a provision for temporary and securely storing your firearm near the General Assembly so that you can attend the rally at 11 and go into the General Assembly to lobby. And it says click here for details. So I click here, and there's a form you fill out where you have to enter your serial number and kind of pre-arrange this check-in process. And there will be a private organization. I'm sure it's trustworthy. It's run by the VCL. Maybe it's VCDL themselves. And they charge $10. For the gun check fee, I'm not going to go just to go to another dang rally. I'm not going to do it. There's better ways and better uses of my time. And I won't be disarmed. I won't be. I can't even carry a knife in there. So forget it. And I know that is what they want. I know that is what they want. But I'm not going to do it. And you can do it. That's what you want to do. And if you haven't gone to lobby day, I would encourage you to go. But you have to make that choice for yourself. If you're going to be disarmed or have to check your gun, that's up to you. You go ahead and do that or don't do it. So that kind of covers the summary of the gun bills. And I will get into much more detail reading the bill's language and everything else. I still would like to interview somebody who's an expert on the marijuana issue that was passed last year. I don't understand it. It's 200 pages of unknown. So I'm really curious about it. More than anything, I'm not really interested in buying or selling, although you probably make a lot of money doing that. If you look at states that have done this, I'm very libertarian. I've talked about this before in regards to what you want to put in your body. But states that have done this, it has not been a good thing. Colorado, California, states that have legalized marijuana and have it being sold everywhere, it's not a good thing. And if you want to know what marijuana does to your brain, check out Andrew Huberman's podcast, Huberman Lab. He did a whole one on this. It's fascinating. And what it does to the young brain, the brain that is before you're 25 years old, is not good. He's very scientifically neutral typically on things, and he was talking about this from a scientific standpoint, saying this is very bad. We know that it does X, Y, and Z to somebody who's under 25 years old, and permanent damage to and permanent rewiring of their brain. So anyway, you can check that out. But moving on, I want to talk about this post from the Federalist, and it's a Loudoun County. That's in Virginia. Loudoun County dad arrested for trespassing, in quotes, at local public school board meeting found not guilty. So here's the back the blue police, doing their job again up in Loudoun, up in the communist place. And this is the sheriff. I can see a picture right here. and they're telling the guy, stop resisting, I can tell from the picture, and this is wrong. A Loudoun County father whose arrest at a June 2021 school board meeting was used by the Biden administration to justify a politicized attack on concerned parents was found not guilty of trespassing on Wednesday. Law enforcement arrested John Teagues at a Loudoun County school board meeting on June 22, 2021, after he tried expressing concerns about the school district's moral decay. A Virginia district judge found Teagues guilty in October of 2021. Loudoun Circuit Judge Douglas Fleming Jr., however, cleared Teagues of any wrongdoing. Fleming determined that Teagues not only had a First Amendment right to attend the heated meeting, but also that the superintendent who shut down the official gathering last summer had no right to declare it an unlawful assembly. Many thanks to God for justice, Teagues wrote on Twitter Wednesday afternoon. And he just wrote, not guilty, ruling today on my arrest for trespassing at the June 22nd, 2021 Loudoun County School Board meeting. And a little background on this, Teagues was one of more than 250 people who had signed up to speak during the public comment section of the Loudoun County School Board meeting that summer night. He intended to voice opposition to the board's new transgender policy proposal, which mandated that employees use students' so-called preferred pronouns and preferred restrooms regardless of their sex. Before Teagues could speak, school board chairwoman Brenda Sheridan called off the meeting, and the now recently fired superintendent Scott Ziegler declared the gathering an unlawful assembly. Ziegler ordered the hundreds of people waiting to express their outrage at the government school district to vacate the premises or risk arrest. Teagues refused to leave. I've just felt led to realize that we could still speak, Teagues told the Federalist last year. It's a public forum, a public room. It had been scheduled until 7 o'clock for people to speak. I stood up to encourage folks to stay if they had something to say, whether they were on the left or right. It didn't matter. They'd be heard, and we'd respect one another and do so. So people started doing that without any amplification at all, and you could hear them fine because it was a peaceful assembly. Despite Teagues' claim on the First Amendment, police officers handcuffed, arrested, and charged him with trespassing. Back the blue! Back the blue! No, back the blue if they back you. That's it. I'm not going to back the blue anymore unless they back you, which is rare. There's a few officers and a few sheriffs, but not enough. Teagues' arrest in June of 2021 was used by the National School Boards Association, in collusion with the Biden White House, to justify the smearing of concerned parents as domestic terrorists who required punishment from federal law enforcement. In September of 2021, the NSBA sent its infamous complaint letter, secretly solicited by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, to the Department of Justice, which sparked a politicized attack on parents who wanted to speak out against corrupt school boards. Because this is the thing, if you listen to Nick Freitas's podcast, he talks a lot about this and what they are. They're lying to parents. They're lying to them and saying that, these things aren't happening. This isn't happening, they'd say. Rape of these students by a transgender boy who says he's a girl didn't happen. That didn't happen. You know, they're lying to people. They're saying, no, we're not teaching critical race theory. No, they're lying to parents. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care about that. I'm interested in this First Amendment issue. I don't care. Because if you're sending your kids to government schools, then this is the results. It's like, you know, F around, find out. Well, that's what happens. Despite this victory, I have serious concerns about where we are as a country. We've been subverted by a darkness that is spilling out rot in all levels and in both political parties, Teagues tweeted after the decision. Nothing will change until we the people value conviction over comfort. Well, he's right. Conviction, as in not sending your kids to schools that do this to you. Well, wait a sec. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if that is what's going on with this guy. Despite the many bad actors here in Loudoun, I'm most concerned about those who call themselves Christians. Many haven't lifted a finger or opened their mouths in protest at a depravity all around them. He's right. And that was written by Jordan Boyd over at The Federalist. I'll have a link in the show notes at Radio Free www.westernriflesshootersvirginia.com. And now we go over to westernrifleshooters.us for, in my opinion, the best memes of the Patriot world. So we start with this one, Davos. Ideas so good, they need to be forced at gunpoint. It's not really an accurate meme because the guns that are up there to protect all the bad guys, that would be the world leaders in going to Davos, but, you know, where they are going to impose all kinds of limitations on travel and emissions from your car, but they all flew there in private jets, you know, that crowd. This one I like because I tell my kids this all the time. The future belongs to those who show up. And, you know, we're living in a world right now where you're able to accept mediocrity, or the world wants to accept mediocrity. And I just refuse. You know, I start pounding the table when I'm having these conversations at dinner with family that's over visiting, and we're complaining about the mediocrity. And say, well, that's kind of the world we live in now. And I refuse to accept that that is the world we have to live in. I said, you didn't grow, mother-in-law, I said, you didn't grow up in that world. I don't know why I have to grow up in that world where I have to put up with some terrible service from some terrible, you know, punk kid or whatever. And I refuse to accept it. You can't just keep blaming it on COVID or work shortages or supply chain or whatever. Just, oh, we're going to be terrible at everything that we do, and use that as the excuse, and use these other things as the excuse to ascribe that to our mediocrity. And I refuse it. The future belongs to those who show up. If you're a young person out there, and maybe, I don't think I have any high school listeners, but you probably have some kids who are about to enter high school if you're listening, and, you know, just tell them, if you show up and you do your job and you be the best that you can be, you will go far. I mean, whatever it is, whether it's you're working in a trade, whether you go to college and you get a degree and you do all that stuff, you just show up. That's the world we live in right now. And it's some of that's absurd, but that part's actually kind of nice for those that show up. It's a funny one. I think it's from Rambo. It's Brian Denny. He's looking at him, he's got his hand on his arm. He says, son, did you register your pistol brace? And then it shows a couple close-ups of Rambo's face, you know. The answer is no. I heard there was something about that, but as I've said in the past, I don't care. I do not care what is going on anymore with what the ATF is doing, because they're useless. I'm done. I like this one. This one's very true. There is no money in healthy people. There's no money in dead people. The money is right in the middle. And that's true. If you're healthy, they don't care. Yeah, whatever. Moving on. If you're dead, doesn't matter because you're dead. But if you're right in the middle between healthy and dead, there's lots of money to be made on you. And I see this all the time working inside the hospitals. And it's true. A constant, steady stream of people being wheeled around in that place. And that place is charging lots of money for it. I just got 9 separate bills from Carillion for falling off a ladder at work. And, you know, and it's the workman's comp people, they're useless. They take forever to pay this stuff. But I'm like, what are these for? I have no idea. It doesn't actually say. I didn't get 9 previous bills, so I don't know what these are for. It says you're 30 days late on these. I'm like, what are these? So, whatever, either way, not my problem. But the point, you know, and there's another one back up to the other one, just show up. Well, those people don't show up. So when you send this stuff in, it doesn't get dealt with. So, you know, I got that going for me. Now this one says, so just going to leave this here, booth number 42354 next week. And it's the Bureau of ATF. So if you happen to be going to SHOT Show, stop by, tell them Hank Rudin says, hey, you're a piece of crap. please do that. Okay, I'll leave you with this one. This one's great. And I was laughing a few seconds ago. So it took me a second to recover from some of the previous memes that I can't share here. I just can't do it. But I like this one. It's a guy clutching his chest, and it says, coincidentitis, myocarditis that coincidentally only affects the vaccinated. was the last thing. I don't know if you've seen this stuff, and I shouldn't laugh, but what am I supposed to do? I mean, I didn't get the jab. This isn't a problem for me. You know, it's big enough. I get enough issues with, leftover things that I think are associated with me getting COVID, let alone this poison. But you've seen this. You've seen people just suddenly dropping dead, perfectly healthy people, and people in age groups that don't drop dead. The insurance companies are talking about this. They're like, these people don't die. What is going on? I mean, just statistically and any real numbers and of something like this, of quote unquote natural causes. And they're not reporting this. And yet they continue to push this fear agenda that they've had for a while, which is now there's some new variant. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I was at the gym and there's all these people wearing masks at the gym again. Not the employees, but people working out, people on treadmills, you know, wearing this mask on their face. And I'm just like shaking my head going, why are you here? We just go home. And if you're that afraid, why are you in public with anyone? Why do you ever leave the house? But yeah, pretty interesting. That'll be it for the memes. You can go over to westernrifleshooters.us and check that out if you want. But I have a conspiracy theory for you regarding Bumbles. And some of you may have seen this one, and I'll go into great detail of what I think is going on here. The conspiracy is that sometimes Joe Biden has earlobes and sometimes he doesn't have earlobes. Why sometimes? I mean, and we're pronounced earlobes. We're not just like a little bit of not earlobe. I mean, he's got earlobes, no earlobes. Like they're gone. The ear completely touches his head. And you see this next time you're watching TV, look at his earlobes. And then the next time you watch, look again, you will see a difference. About 50% of the time he doesn't have earlobes and 50% of the time he does. So the conspiracy theory is, well, what the heck? And some people, you know, just makes you kind of wonder. Here's the thing though. We live in a world where probably over the last 2 years, most of the conspiracy theories we have come up with and talked about have come true. You know, not some of the really crazy off the wall ones, but some pretty crazy off the wall stuff. You know what I mean? And so what's going on here? Well, are there two Joe Bidens? Well, he's got the personality of two Joe Bidens, but that could be the dementia. I think the level of conspiracy that would be involved in actually having a fake Joe Biden would be, I don't even think the Secret Service with what they do could keep that to themselves. They're just, come on. It's possible, but it's mind melting. If that reality was true, then it opens my brain to a whole nother level of crazy of stuff that I've been like, there's no way. Like alien lizard people and UFOs and all kinds of stuff that I'm like, yeah, give me a break. We didn't land on the moon, you know, that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you know, that opens a can of worms with some people because they're just adamant that we didn't land on the moon. I don't care. So, but you get what I'm saying here. Back to Joe Biden and no earlobes. I was speaking to my dad and mom out in Colorado on the phone. And I told him this conspiracy theory. And she immediately said, well, it's probably because they're actually running a wire up his head to speak into his ear. And it made the most sense because you would need to put that fake skin on and hide it and do a really good job. And the best way to do that and where it would come up, you know, right where the earlobe is and run right up into the ear. So you'd have a little basically speaker, you know, a little headphone, mini headphone inside his ear there. And the best way to hide that would be by putting fake skin over it and whatever. A whole lot easier than putting two Joe Bidens out there. And it would explain some of the weird, disjointed way that he speaks. I know he has dementia, but I mean the weird, disjointed way that he speaks sometimes where somebody is saying something to him, telling him what to say and how to say it. And and when he just spouts off this, like, pressure, that kind of stuff, where he's just, it doesn't make any sense because he's not there. So even when he's not there, he has different moments of lucidity. But when he's not there, he is not there. And so he isn't able to understand whatever whoever is saying to him. It's probably makes the most sense. I mean, it's possible there's two Joe Bidens. But It's more likely there's a wire running up his somewhere along his neck and up to his ear that has got a little speaker in it so that he can, you know, get fed information. That's my theory. So there you go. Next time you're watching TV or videos or whatever of Bumbles, just look for the earlobes, especially on the right side of his head. That seems to be, it's hard to tell from, I usually watching stuff on Reels or on the internet, but you can look up pictures, but pictures can be Photoshopped. It's really hard to do that with video. Well, so I don't know, just check that out. One of my goals this year is to reconnect with God. There's a few things that happened last year. I felt like I was on kind of track to really making that happen. I was starting to do a daily devotional. Was getting up early, reading the Word, and then got hurt at work. You know, jacked my back up really bad, and just I don't know if it's just got frustrated or I don't know what it is, but I'm back on that path to try and sort that out. So you could pray for me. I'm just trying to figure that out. I haven't walked away from God, but I just feel disconnected, like I'm already dead a million years from now looking back, and like none of this matters. And I don't mean that in a depressing way. I just mean the disconnect between why are we here? Because, you know, as I say on the catchphrase on the show, you're not made to fit in, you were born to stand out. And I truly believe that. You were created by God to stand out, to charge forward and have purpose, whatever that is. And it may be something simple. You know, you're the guy at church that makes sure it's clean all the time, or you're the person down at the soup kitchen that's helping people, and you know, nobody ever sees it. You don't see what you do. That still has purpose. There's purpose there. And some of it is a disconnect between, you know, myself and you know, where things were in militia leadership and different things, and how that all blew up. So many of you know those things. And some of it is just, I don't know, maybe I'm 48. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I'd like to resolve that and sort that out, because I plan to be here for as many years as he'll have me here doing whatever it is he'll have me do. And I want it to be what I'm supposed to do, not look back and go, you know, see right there, you're supposed to be doing this. Ah, oh, that's what I was supposed to be doing there. Well, I want to know that. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's that. So get ready. Legislative season is here. I'll be putting out some different, I'll be going over some of the bills here in the next podcast, specifically line by line, looking at reading the bills for you so you can be better equipped to see the insanity that is going on up in Richmond. Some of it good. The Republicans are finally stepping up with things like constitutional carry, but there's plenty more. For every, I would say it's probably a 90-10. 10% good, 90% bad. So 90%, they shouldn't just do anything. Just don't do anything, please. And 10% good. So be on the lookout for that. And please share this podcast with your friends. That is how the word gets out there. When I put out something and you think that you have friends that, you know, need to know about this topic, whether it's guns, First Amendment rights, parent-teacher rights, whatever, share this with your friends. That's how the word gets out about this, and how we grow a movement based around this information, how patriots are equipped and can equip their other patriot friends. So remember, you were not made to fit in. You were born to stand out. I'm Hank Reardon. This is Radio Free Virginia. God bless you.